Under the Bureau of Indian Affairs Office of Justice Services, the Missing and Murdered Unit will coordinate across departments and agencies to pursue thousands of unresolved cases. A majority involve Indigenous women, and Angel Charlie with the Coalition to Stop Violence Against Native Women says the move spotlights an issue that has been on a back burner for too long.
We're happy to see that Secretary Cullen is addressing it on the infrastructure level, and then organizations like ours continue to do that grassroots organizing, supporting community and family.
National crime databases currently list 1,500 American Indian and Alaska Natives as missing, and 2,700 murder and non-negligent homicide cases involving Indigenous people. Holland says most have gone unsolved due to a lack of resources. The unit will support existing efforts and add a unit chief responsible for stakeholder collaboration and policy development. It also funds new investigators, data analysts, and victim services coordinators. Charlie predicts the effort will be a major help to her organization.
It's going to take a bunch of people working on different levels to continue to address the issue of murdered and missing Indigenous women.
Charlie adds that in her view, President Joe Biden's move to name an American Indian as Interior Secretary is already paying dividends.
This is why representation matters. Having Madam Secretary in this position really creates the system changes that a lot of folks have been advocating for a really long time.
Holland is a former U.S. representative from New Mexico and a member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe. She is the first Indigenous American to serve as a cabinet secretary. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.